Philip Saint-Pierre, these are the great today's latest 10/20/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Joseph Johnson. Johnson spells J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Joseph spells J-O-S-C-P-H. Date of birth is 08/03/1964. This is a 58-year-old gentleman here with runny nose, pain and pressure behind his eyes and his cheeks, and sore throat, period. Patient indicated this has been going on for the past 2 or 3 days. Also indicated that he was recently seen for a similar episode, was treated with antibiotics, steroids, and antihistamines, and said he felt better for a short period and symptoms came right back, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and come back and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports chills, myalgia. Next paragraph, he denies increased temperature. Next paragraph, next line, he reports painful swallowing. Next line, denies stiff neck. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 97% of room air, blood pressure is 164/96. Open parenthesis, patient stated that the last prescription of high blood pressure I gave him, he did not start using it as yet. He was strongly encouraged to use it. Close parenthesis. Pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous, edematous, turbinates. Next paragraph, sinuses, painful maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx and uvula, no exudate, uvula is midline and mobile, no trismus, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. No palpable or tender nodes, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, new alert oriented, I'm Mr. Cranial Nerve, student in his normal mode and sensory functions, in normal mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan, assessment number one is acute pharyngitis, number two, acute sinusitis, number three, hypertension with poor medication compliance. Next assessment. Acute rhinitis. Patient has been coming pretty often for these complaints and has been treated with a variety of antibiotics and steroids, a variety of antihistamines. In fact, one occasion he had a bad reaction to one of the histamines he was prescribed and had to be seen in the emergency room. This patient could benefit from consults with the specialist. I will refer him to an otolaryngologist for further evaluation and treatment. However, today I gave him a different steroid, solumedrol, 80 milligrams IM, and lincomycin, 600 milligrams IM. He was discharged with Keflax, 500 milligrams. He will take one PO BID for 10 days. The Singulair, 10 milligrams, one PO daily for 30 days. XYZ mouthwash, 80 milliliters. He will take 20 mils, gargle and spit out every day until it's gone. Advice to increase fluids, strongly encouraged to take blood pressure medication and to return to the clinic if worse or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.